Let's have a chat to Andy Gowers, the president of the Hawthorn Football Club. There's a bit going on at the Hawks, has been for some months now, and he's getting his feet under the desk as the new president of the Hawks. I want to find out how he's tracking. He's on the line. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm going very well, thank you. What's the desk like? How are the feet sitting under there?
Well, it's a very good term. It's a term I've been using myself. Yeah, so the feet are getting under the desk, and I guess my first task, as I've seen it, is to get to know the people in the organisation. So board, senior staff, other staff, footy department, players, and so on. So that's as you know, that's a task that takes a bit of time, but I'm really enjoying it, and so far, so good.
So just explain that to us for our listener. I mean, you've got another job. This is not a paid position, the president of the Hawthorn Football Club. So how much time does it take, and does it affect your other employment?
Look, it does take a lot of time, but I knew that, you know, if I did get elected, that this would be the case. It is not a paid role. None of the board get paid. In fact, I don't think any board member across the AFL receives a cent. You do it for the love of the club, and the basic want to serve and to help out and to pitch back in again. So, it does take a lot of time. I'm quite fortunate because I'm self-employed. So I just work it in and I run my own diary. Sometimes that's a good thing, Harp, if you run your own diary. Sometimes it's a problem.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes that diary gets jam-packed when you run your own diary and you forget about things. And you don't want to do that in those roles. No. But I'm sure you're doing a hell of a job at the start of your tenure there as the president. Yesterday was a good day for the Hawks, Andy. There was an announcement that the Hawthorn are set to play more games in Tasmania until 2025. How difficult or easy was that deal to get done, considering Tasmania's want to get their own standalone team in?
Yeah, well, that's a factor that is now part of the picture in Tassie. But look, in the end, it's a no-brainer of a decision, really. I mean, we do have replacement games for our Melbourne-based or Victorian-based members, so that in some way offsets the loss of some of the home games in Melbourne. The partnership between Tasmania and Hawthorn is now going to extend to 25 years. It's 22 years as we sit here now. We have almost 10,000 members in Tasmania. Most of them are in northern Tasmania. The Auskick clinics down in Tassie are dominated by brown and gold jumpers. The community work that we do down there should never be underestimated. There is a lot of work, time, energy, effort that's gone into a whole lot of programs, not just football, but numeracy, literacy, food security. So the Tasmanian community loves having Hawthorn as part of their atmosphere. And, you know, the four home games and one pre-season game is a model that's worked extremely well, not just off the field, but on the field. We've had a very good record at UTAS Stadium. And we're hoping that record continues and that meeting with the Premier and talking with the ministers and the people of Tasmania down there the last couple of days, they couldn't be more enthusiastic about Hawthorn continuing this partnership.
What's the sentiment for footy in Tassie? Because I think from the TFL and the local leagues down there, some of the challenges are pretty real for a lot of the clubs in terms of finding access to players and being able to be viable entities down there in their own right. A new Tasmanian team hopefully would give that some energy. Is that sort of the conversation that they need their own team?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it makes a lot of sense. Tasmania is a very proud football state. They've produced many, many fantastic AFL players, VFL and AFL players, many of which have played through our great club. So Tasmania deserves its own team, and we're very supportive of that. In the interim, there's, you know, what's the landscape look like for them and us, and the continuation of our deal, as I said, is a no-brainer. And as far as local footy in Tasmania is concerned, I can't see it do anything but help and to draw those youngsters through the Auskick program into junior football clubs, then through into you know, older age groups, should provide a better feeder for what will probably be known as the Tassie Devils and, you know, footy in general in Tasmania. Just hopefully will get stronger and stronger.
That'd be an excellent thing. We saw the situation with Glenorchy come to light last week, which is a bit of a shame down there in Tassie, but hopefully they can sort that out sooner rather than later. And as president, you're not just doing footy matters for your club. There's obviously other issues that come across the desk as well. And the CBA is a conversation in footy at the moment. What's your understanding or involvement in the conversation of the CBA? And do you think there should be a joint CBA? Hawthorn got the first year of the AFLW under their belt last season, which was great. So they've got the full sort of complement of teams now. Should there be a joint CBA? And are you involved in those conversations at club level?
No, look, I'm not involved in that one half, and I'd put that in the basket as my feet haven't quite got to that part of the desk yet. But look, as far as my personal view in terms of a joint CBA, I think if that's something that the AFL women want to include, and that's something that the PA thinks is beneficial for the women, then they'll go down that pathway and we'll see how that eventuates. But no, look, that's not really my domain. I'll leave that to the far smarter people than me in the footy department to look after that area.
What are your expectations for 2023, on field and off, for the Hawks? Obviously, the winds of change have swept through, and there was some division. Obviously, when there's an election and there's some candidates fighting for one spot, there's always going to be a bit of a division to a degree. Are you been able to get that back off field, and what do you want to see on field?
Look, as far as the off-field stuff is concerned, I've been delighted with the way things have gone since I've been elected. And that, by the way, happened at 8 p.m. on the night of the AGM. So it was very much straight into it. And as I was explaining before, the relationship side for me is key. Getting to know people in the organisation and finding out what makes them tick, what they do to start with, you know, what role they play. And then looking for me, you know, the strategy of the club is really important, and looking at what we want to be known as, what we want to do, what we want to be. So that's something that we'll work our way through. And look, as far as the on-field is concerned, for me and the rest of the club, it's growth and development. We've clearly got a very young list, but it's a very talented list, and these young players need development, and that's exactly what they'll be receiving and are receiving. And so what do I want from this year? I want growth and development, and we don't know what that looks like in terms of wins and losses. There'll be ups and downs, no doubt, and you know, like I know, that you know, young players sometimes are a bit inconsistent, but we've got a very talented young list. We've got some good senior people around them, not just on-field, but off-field. You know, the coaching group and so on are experienced and very enthusiastic about our growth and development this year. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking forward to going to the footy every week and seeing our team develop and grow and, you know, work our way towards our next goal nearer, whenever that might be.
I'm sure the fans are of similar thoughts at the moment. Last one before I let you go. The Richie Vandenberg position on the board as footy director, has that been filled or going to be filled shortly?
We will be announcing soon a process to find our next football director. So, watch this space.
A process. We all love a process in footy. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't, Andy. Trust me.
this one will go away. I'm pretty confident. We'll be okay.
Righto. Well, the feet are under the desk. Haven't reached all parts yet, but I reckon in the short term they will, mate. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck to you and the Hawks in 2023.
Pleasure. Thanks, Harf. Thanks very much.